It's here and now, and as we said, I am in Champaign-Urbana, my hometown, broadcasting today from WILL, and I'm here because of the 100th birthday party of a great friend, Betty Esser, and I'm here with her and her daughter, Kay Evans. Now, it's great to have both of you here.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jeremy. I'm glad to be here, and I'm happy to have finally made 100.
Well, and congratulations. Happy birthday. How does that feel?
Well, I feel fine. I'm blessed with good health and a great family and people who take care of me, so it's good.
And, you know, one of the things you were just telling me before we started was that you saw this article in the newspaper that I was going to be broadcasting here today. And I wondered, do you read the newspaper every day?
Oh, yes. I have to have my newspaper and keep up on the news because you have to keep up with what's going on in the world or it's going to leave you behind.
And you've got a murder mystery over here as well.
Reading is one of my hobbies because I can't do too many real active ones. So I love to read, and my favorite kind of story is a murder mystery.
You also watch some television. I know you're a big fan of Downton Abbey.
Right. Oh, the PBS has lots of good things, and I do enjoy them very much. And they've had a lot of Downton Abbey. We're looking forward to the fall time when it's going to start in again.
And you exercise every day, and this is something I know is very important.
Right. I go, and 3 times a week I go out to Mettler, which is a facility out here that's very friendly people, and they have all the things you need to work on, and I do the treadmill, then I take a break, and then I do what's called a new step. I do each of these for about 15 minutes, so I get at least a half hour of really moving around, a little more active than I am in my home.
And I know that one of the most important things, and you said this at your birthday party to me the other day, is your daughter, Kay, who's here, and Kay, who has just been with you all the time. I wouldn't even say taking care. It's just hanging out.
Yeah. Actually, she's my best friend, I think. So maybe other than my husband, I guess. I better say.
Well, and you go and you exercise with her as well.
Yeah. We go together, and that's good because it gets me there for sure, too. Yeah. And we go out to eat together. We've traveled. She's traveled a lot with us, too. When she was a little younger, she traveled on her own, driving, and then also on her own on group trips.
I'd like to say that I drove until this last year. And finally, I made up my own mind. I didn't want somebody to come and tell me, Betty, you shouldn't drive anymore. You know. So I told Kay, I decided that I better not drive because my eyesight is not as good as it should be. And I do have a shoulder problem. And, you know, turning that wheel around, I just thought I should not be driving.
Well, and I know that a lot of people listening to this are going to be wondering, what is your secret? What do you eat? Let's talk about that for a second. What is it that, what's your diet?
Well, I enjoy lots of fruits. And any fruit that's in season, but even out of season, I'm eating those blueberries all the time. Blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, all the fruit and vegetables. I really don't have any foods that I dislike. But at this point, I found that I have a little lower capacity for the amounts of food I eat. So I'm sure that I don't eat too much of something, so I'm going to have enough room for a little bit of dessert.
And dessert is what?
Oh, ice cream, I think, is my favorite.
I know that another secret that you have is that you don't hold grudges.
Right. I don't hold grudges. I don't think there's anybody that I'm not, can get along with. I can get along with people quite easily. And I don't know whether it could be flexibility or just what it is, but I can always make friends quite easily.
So aside from diet and exercise and not holding grudges, are there other secrets we should know?
I think I don't stress with my life. I go with the flow. I don't get upset. I try not to get upset about things. And I think I'm sort of easygoing and that I don't let things disturb me. The fact that I can't drive anymore, I know I don't have as much independence as I did, but I know that I have somebody that's taking care of me and will get me wherever I need to be. And I just don't worry about things. And another secret is I have a good night's sleep.
How many hours of sleep do you get a night?
Oh, I go to bed about a little after 9, 10 o'clock. And I get up around 7, something like that. And I have a really good night's sleep, and I feel refreshed. And they tell you that that's one of the things that helps you to stay healthy.
And when you get up in the morning, what's the most exciting thing that you're looking forward to in the day?
Oh, seeing my family, seeing all my friends at Mettler, and just enjoying life.
What has been your favorite decade?
Oh, that is a very difficult question because I've just had a happy time all the way through my life, except losing my husband when he was only 50 years old was very difficult. But the fact that I went back to teaching kindergarten, you really can't be sad when you have these little kids around saying these wonderful quote things that they say. And I wish now I'd kept a journal of it.
Any medical stuff over the years?
Yes, I had a heart attack, and I have Dr. Cook operated on me and gave me a new heart valve and what
gave a triple bypass.
Triple bypass, and that way, I feel that if he hadn't done that, you know, I wouldn't. In fact, they told me I wouldn't have lived only about 2 or 3 months more if I hadn't had that.
How long ago was that?
Kate can help with dates.
She always says I don't do dates, so it was in 06.
You know, most people, when they're planning retirement, aren't thinking that they're going to need to support themselves for so long. Were you okay financially all this time?
Yes. I have my teacher's pension, but also the fact that Kay and Graham own this house, and they said, Mom, don't ever worry, you know, you're going to, if you ever need it, and my family always send me clothes, and my daughter in St. Louis knows my size exactly, and often sends me things, and I really have not had any big problems with that. I haven't had to worry about it, and since I don't drive a car anymore, I have a taxi and my daughter, and I don't have that expense, so I really have been financially, and I have not had to worry about any of that.
And Kay, knowing that you've got these genes, are you saving a lot more money?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe. You know, since my father died at such an early age, I always thought that I wouldn't live to be an old age. So it's who knows, I guess.
Yeah. I hope she has those kind of genes that keeps her along because she does so much. Without her as a caretaker, I don't think, you know, I would be in some home someplace being taken care of and not nearly as well as she does because I'm just like part of life now. It's not like you're in a home, you know. I'm just with everybody all the time, and you don't feel lonesome.
Well, congratulations and happy birthday. I'm so glad that you two have each other each day and that I know both of you because it's a real pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. Thank you, Jerry.
Betty Esser and her daughter Kay Evans, and Betty just turned 100. You're listening to Here and Now.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young.